a good day.
I had to get reacclimated. I couldn't find the chocolate-covered raisins.
Ah.
Well,
somebody move things around in your cupboard, or you just forgot where you put them?
Well, when I'm gone...
Yeah, you were gone for like 2 days, so it was a long trip.
I've gone for 4 days. Why?
Oh, sorry, 4 days. Oh, my gosh.
young Jose, who works on the farm, stays with Charlotte when I'm not here, and I can't take Charlotte with me. So he has a sweet tooth, and I have this big jar that I got at Costco.
Yeah.
Of chocolate-covered pomegranate and raisins and that kind of stuff.
That's how he makes it healthy.
Well,
I am doing okay in the health department,
but yeah. Jose has an affinity for that stuff, so he took it. I have two refrigerators, and he took the jar out of one refrigerator and put it in another. So I went for it quickly because I don't have anything to eat much in the house now, and I was looking for a snack. So I grabbed, it's reaching for things. It's like in your sleep. You know, there are certain things you can find. You have your routine.
Yep.
My routine is the same every morning. Get up and do your stuff. And you'll appreciate this, Richie. I said to Jennifer in the last hour that I left so quickly yesterday to try to catch the plane that I left half my clothes in the
closet.
In that closet.
No. That's hysterical.
Yeah,
so is Victoria going to bring him back?
Yeah, Victoria, she's going to send him back. At any rate, let's get into today, the Good Day program, Wednesday, the 3rd of October. Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli, our Chien of Queep, is here.
Uh-huh.
And what do you have, madame, other than good relationships with Time Warner now that they've become personal, close, and best friends with you, so that we can actually get you good night? What is she doing? Is she having her breakfast? I heard her banging around there.
Hello?
Yeah. Why?
No, you know, I think her Time Warner issue is still an issue.
Really?
She was there just a minute ago, and now she is not.
Yeah. Wow, perfect. All right, well, anyway, now we have, then all of us should call the vice president at Time Warner. Yes,
and by the way, that little noise that you heard, it could have been me because I'm drinking ice water. Listen here. See if this is it. I'm drinking ice water.
Yeah. Yeah, that could have been it.
Was that it?
Yeah.
And my coaster, when I picked up my glass, actually attached itself to the bottom of my cup and fell
off. This is fascinating radio. Man,
so if you'd like me to recreate that again, I can.
I came back to this.
Does anybody else find it amazing that in New York City, she's in downtown Manhattan.
Lives on 29th Street at Madison and Lexington.
Yeah, you don't need to give her address.
Well, why?
Does anybody else find it amazing? I mean, she's a block off of Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
I find it amazing
and you
that,
can't get cable
she can't
get, service to
get
work well.
Good internet and cable service.
Yeah, that's outrageous. Really, really, really.
I mean, Jennifer
outrageous.
Uses the same technology Roberta does in Los
Angeles.
And I
have the same internet provider.
Yeah. And the same internet
provider. Well, you can use Skype. You can use all kinds of things that are
That's not
better.
That dependable. But
there's something with Time Warner in New York City. People have been having problems with it for a really long time.
So how dare they charge the kind of...
Tell the story about Patrick Stewart, Jennifer.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart, who is Captain Picard on Star Trek, lives in New York City and I guess was trying to get internet service and cable service from Time Warner. And he had a really bad experience where they didn't come out and they didn't install it for 3 or 4 days. And so he took to Twitter. And once Time Warner got a hold of the fact that he was upset and people were tweeting on his behalf, they tried to make an offer to fix everything up. And he said, you know, if you had tried this hard 3 days ago, we might have been having this conversation. But since you haven't, I've gone on to find other providers.
And there are other providers. You know, other people that can do the same thing.
But isn't it funny that, you know, that Patrick Stewart, you think about these people, okay.
Oh, I'm back.
Oh, there she is. I have somebody set this stuff up for me. No, Patrick Stewart.
He's doing it himself.
Yeah, he's sitting there going, I'm going to tweet this. I'm so mad.
All right,
and then
Roberta.
William Shatner was mad about another issue and commented on it. And then George Takei,
on this whole thing with Stewart, they were on.
Well, William Shatner is upset about something going on with one of our favorite networks, CRN Digital Talk Radio.
He is?
And so he actually commented back to Patrick Stewart about this. Oh. And then George Takei picked up the conversation between these two.
Because you got screwed by the
Time Warner
and Southern California.
No, I didn't say that.
All right,
I'm just saying it. Well, then George Takei picks it up and puts it on his Facebook page, and it was shared with like 21,000 people.
Anybody respond? You see, they're so big, they don't care. So, Roberta, do you have the issues still with Time Warner, or are you...
Yeah, the line went down, let's see, it's 7:04, it came back up, it went down at 7:07.
All right, so here's what I would like to do. Here's what I'd like to do. You have the number for the vice president, right?
Yeah, I spoke with him yesterday, I just called him now.
Yeah, I want to call him on the air with all of us chiming in. I want him to hear... from all of us. I'm not kidding. I want to have this kind of service is unacceptable.
Roberta,
if they're getting what $200 a month out of you, how much they charge you?
The phone number. The phone number.
Yeah, I want to call this guy on the air.
Oh, okay. Yep.
All right. So, Roberta, what about the Queen of Cheap Deals for today? What do we have in the next half hour so that
hopefully, if I'm on the air in the next half hour, we've got a free song download from Phineas and Ferb. And if you're a parent, you know who they are, right?
Great. My son loves them.
Well, we got some free music downloads. We have, if you've got Belly Bombers, like Belly Bombers, well, here's some coffee to follow the Belly Bombers with. And it's free. Free Panda Express chicken today and some money for you from Staples, absolutely free if you buy a couple of things.
All right, next half hour. That plus Jennifer has the television report. I'll have a few pieces of audio, or I won't, but Richie, a couple of pieces of audio from various programs yesterday, and then the news about who's doing what to whom, Jen.
Mm-hmm. And also some renewals. Big shows have been renewed.
See how confident she is?
Well, this this Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey thing.
We have to talk about it.
It's that is getting out.
I watched the video, and it is hysterical. They are going to physically kill each other before American Idol even hits the air, I swear.
Really?
Well, maybe not kill each other, but beat each other up a little.
That's all right.
Pull on some weaves.
So that's coming up in the next half hour of Good Day. In a moment, the video of the day today at DougStephan.com, a very interesting, actually compelling story.
Oh, this is
about
one of my stories
bullying.
I wanted to talk about today.
All right, Rich, we don't care.
No.
I'm just getting to the root of all these.
Yes, you do. This story is grabbing hold of people.
Well, there are a lot of bullying stories. There's another interesting story involving a Sikh woman who has done some interesting turnabout with bullying that she went through. So more of that. We'll try to get to that in the next half hour. Meanwhile, something you've been waiting for. Yes, something you have been waiting for a long time. If you want to lose weight, you want to keep the weight off, you want to get healthy, you want to live longer, who in the heck doesn't want to live to be healthy? Live to be 100 and be healthy. That's what you want, right? As long as you're healthy, let's have that. That's what I want, and I'm betting most of you are there. You need to know this information from a lot of brilliant people, scientists, physicians, researchers. This is a compilation. This information that I'm going to tell you about is a compilation of 80 years of research. Things that have done by people who have figured out how you can achieve the goals that you want. And it's common sense. Actually, most of it. You look at this stuff and say, oh, yeah. Yes. Problem is that 95% of you still don't know about many of the things that are in this book because you were really never taught about it in school. One of the major fundamental flaws in our society is how horribly we teach people about our society. By the way, as an aside, coming back on the plane last night, I was watching that new HBO show, Newsroom. It was a first episode.
Love-hate relationship with that show.
I think it's extraordinarily well
done.
It's
a good show, huh?
Very, very good show.
We don't care.
Some of their topics.
You don't care that I think it's a good show?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. You see, you're turning that around. Because this is something that affects people. The fact that you were interested in that weight thing had not to do with the fact that Newsroom is a good show. It's the two different, you're comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah, that's right. You're 100% right on that.
Thank you very much. All right, anyway. So why did I go down that street, Newsroom?
I don't know.
Because
I was lost.
There's a piece at the beginning of it where he is at Northwestern University in a conversation with other news anchors about the news and what's right. You have to understand maybe a little with this show. It's created by Aaron Sorkin, who did The West Wing. And it has Jeff Daniels and some other people that you don't know. Sam Waterston, sort of the glue that holds it together. It's just wonderfully done in that it's so poignant about the news industry. The news room is what it's called. But anyway, the show opens up in a debate or a discussion of the news and how relevant it is in America, yada, yada, yada. And Daniels goes through this whole diatribe when asked by one of the students in this seminar about America and why you think it's number one. And Daniel said, it's not number one. And he went through a whole laundry list of things that were wrong with America. In the show, you figure, you get the information that he's a Republican and yada, yada, yada. But it's just so well done and compelling. And the information is there. When you hear it, you go, yeah, right. Somebody does need to really say that in a real news program. And so I go back to the reference that I'm making here about this book. There are so many things that are not being done in our country. One of them is teaching your children, and when you were in school, the same thing with you, about your bodies, about how to be healthy. That's what's more important to a good, happy, healthy life. Isn't school supposed to teach you about a healthy, happy, intelligently lived life? And that's really kind of what this book, Lean and Healthy to 100, is all about. Unbelievably, these are simple findings that 85% of you don't know about weight, health, aging, disease concerns. So get this new book called Lean and Healthy to 100 by going online to easyhealth.us. Easyhealth.us. The book called Lean and Healthy to 100 shows you exactly what to do step by step. Covers everything you need to know, Richie, about how to look and feel your best and solve virtually every health problem. It seems too good to be true, but it is not. I'm looking at a copy of it right here, right now. So for your own well-being, and for perhaps others who will read this book, get it, Lean and Healthy to 100 at easyhealth.us.
I'm not big on to-do lists. Why waste time writing when I could be doing? So drop your pencil and gear up for fall with deals at John Deere, including $700 off both X700 Select Series tractors and the Gator XUV825i. Visit a participating John Deere dealer by October 26th. Some conditions apply.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey fans, Exogen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exogen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exogen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Concert now here.
Oh,
concert
boy.
Action on Good Day. John and Olivia Newton. John.
I got chills.
Can't keep your feet still with this stuff, can you?
I'm chair dancing.
It's an empty chair, I hope.
It's electrifying.
How electrifying.
Electrifying.
You get the joke about the empty chair, regime. Recordings did they make together, Travolta?
Just this movie, I think, from Greece.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought there were other things they had done together.
I'm aware of.
Bob, here's the news from Travolta Land. He and Olivia Newton-John are reuniting this week for, of all things, to record a Christmas album, which
That's
will
really
be
funny.
Available in the stores November 13th, called This Christmas. And all the money, all the proceeds will go to their respective charities, the Jet Travolta Foundation and the Olivia Newton-John Cancer and Wellness Center in Australia. They are also going to team up with Barbara Streisand, Tony Bennett, James Taylor, Kenny G, Cliff Richard to sing some classic
Cliff
Christmas
Richard.
Tunes.
Wow.
I don't know who's heard of, he's an Australian.
No, he's a Brit.
Isn't he? Oh, is he Brit? Oh, that's right. You're right.
Cliff Richard was Elvis before Elvis was Elvis.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Wow.
So anyway, they are working together, and it's kind of a cool thing. So that Christmas album will be out in about, 5-6 weeks, 13th of November?
That's
the
fun.
Week after
Have you seen the
election.
The cover, the album cover?
This thing?
Yeah.
No, I haven't, Richie.
They both look great, but his
looks awful.
Cropped hair.
Oh, he looks terrible. He always has so much makeup
and that's
on.
That's fake, too, by the way.
And,
is there like a...
There's
yeah.
something that's weird about it.
Yeah, it really works.
It's fake.
It works against
it's
him.
Skull cap.
Yeah.
Is there a man hiding behind him, pointing a finger?
All right, so here's the 2020 quickie history quiz. Ready?
Ready.
All right. The names of John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John's characters in Greece.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, stop it. You're such a... What are you... You're so...
I don't know them.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, you
don't.
Sound like you're so elite.
You haven't been to the Broadway production of Grease and remember that you see every Broadway show.
800-5... Wow. That's a good approach, Richie, though. That's a very positive approach. 800... I'm surprised, Roberta. You don't know because you go to all those wonderful
know.
Shows. Yes.
You're so
and
cultured.
Richie, being as uncultured and collude as he is, and the fact that he knows this, it's really extraordinary.
I drink my tea with my pinky in the air.
Is that much better?
So good. Glad you got away and rested for a few days. See, the effects have been wonderful.
All right, anyway, so...
Take a nice, long, leisurely sip of Dialet for 3 days.
Nothing serious. All right, anyway, so John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John's characters in Grease. Name them for a swell prize at 800-510-8255. Okay, that's the way you work your way into our hearts and minds. By the way, speaking of these, this actually was an LP the Grease was the music in Grease was an LP in the days they had LP. So here's another little side question. Everybody ready for this?
Ready. Yes, ready.
I'm not ready.
If you, it's okay, Ricky. You actually come up
play
with
play for
me.
You.
Yeah. Remember vinyl records? Roberta remembers.
Of course.
Does.
I have a box of them in my garage.
Okay.
I used to have
Here's
records.
The question. Do you know why the LPs, the larger records, mm-hmm. had small center holes and the 45s, which were actually larger records, had larger holes? How did that happen? The reason for that, 800-510-8255, or how it happened maybe is more interesting. How is it that the 45s have bigger holes and they had a bigger what's-this to play the records than the
Well, they were older, they
bigger.
Were the 45.
And you had to put that little who's-its in the middle of the
45s, yeah,
remember?
Little, yeah, right.
That
yep.
little yellow
yep, yep,
plastic.
Yep, 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 the little plastic
I have a
thing.
Pin made of that, you yeah. know, of one of those.
Really?
And sometimes, you know, someone who's under 30 will look at it and go, what is
that?
That.
800-510-8255, so you can explain that to us and also win a swell prize. 28 after here on Good Day.
Tonight, the Wednesday comedies are back and all new on NBC. Starting with Animal Practice. America's favorite animal doctor is not so great with people.
You said I hate kids.
Well, when you say it like that, sounds harsh. I remember saying it like, I hate kids.
Then, from executive producer Jimmy Fallon, it's Guys with Kids, the show critics call perfect.
Are you guys fighting?
No, we're just talking loud because we're in love with each other.
All new episodes of Animal Practice and Guys with Kids, tonight at 8, 7 central on NBC.
My name is Jennifer, I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim, I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Look! It's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, so we have all kinds of things going on here on Good Day, as usual. Jennifer Horn with the television report in a few minutes. And we have, of course, the Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, doing that report in just a matter of moments, or as they say on the aisles, in a few moments' time. I don't know why they say that. Instead of a few moments, they add another word to it. The British can say less, even more so than can I, say less with more words.
Kind of like politicians.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, exactly. Well, at least the Brits and the Irish are not vapid like most politicians. Mm-hmm. Anyway, idea of getting your mind going. I have a couple of cultural quiz questions here before us. One of them, the names of John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John's characters in Grease at 800-510-8255, because we were talking a few minutes ago about the stars Travolta and Olivia Newton-John reuniting with some other great musicians for a charity album for Christmas that will be out in about 5 weeks. They're recording it this week, apparently. So the other question has to do with vinyl records and why the hole in the 45 was larger than the hole in the 33. 800-510-8255. All right, Roberta, present us with the Queen of Cheap information, if you will, for today. Then we get the answers.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of Tulsa. Wow. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
We got some free downloads, and who doesn't love free music downloads? It's from Phineas and Ferb. If you got kids, you know how the kids love that. And we have the special code for you at DougStephan.com.
This is the most damnable thing. Richie, where's the number for that guy?
I got him right here. You want to call him now?
Yeah, I want to call him right now.
You want to go ahead and get your answers?
All right, I get the answers. Get the answer. We're calling this guy. I'm sick of this. All right, let's see here. First, Mary. Mary, where are you? Nice to hear from you, by the way. How are you doing?
Great.
Where are you?
El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, KTSM. Yes, ma'am. So you want to tell me the names of the two characters that John and Olivia Newton-John played in Grease, yeah?
By the way, quickly, Roberta's still doing her Queen of Cheap and probably has no idea she's
gone. She's not on, yeah. Right,
all right, exactly. Good.
All right, anyway. So what
Danny
are the names?
And Danny.
All right, do you know their last names? Remember their last names?
Oh.
All right, let's see if Ron.
You can do it. Okay.
Ron, you want to help her out a little bit, Ron?
I'm sorry, I don't know their last name.
Ah, what an outrage. All right, hold on a second.
One is the letter of the alphabet.
Hey, calm down a little bit. Let's see if Jody can help. Hi, Jody.
She's helping.
Well, I'm in San Jose, California, and I just remember they called her Sandra D.
Sandra D, yeah.
Sandra D.
Yes. That's right.
But that wasn't her last
name.
I'm
just playing Sandra D. Okay, and the other one starts with the last letter of the
alphabet. Yeah, but her name wasn't. That wasn't her real last name.
That's always how they refer to her.
I know, I understand that, but that wasn't her real last name. All right, so anyway, you want to take a shot at Danny's last name, either Mary or Jody?
I don't remember his last name.
I don't either.
You know what? Sandra D wasn't her last name. They teased her about being
Sandra D. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, they sang the song and it said Sandra D in it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. All right, so I'm going to help both of you. You're both going to get a swell prize. But I will help
Danny
you.
Danny Zuko.
Danny Zuko, Z U K O.
Yeah.
And Sandy Olson with two S's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. Sounds like news to the two of them.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
I love it. Oh, wait a minute. I don't remember that at all. All right, so ladies, we will reward you handsomely, or beautifully in your case, with something swell from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. We get these books, these jewel books. We got to try to give those away as
well. Yeah, those are very nice.
Yeah. All right, so Mary, thank you. Hold on just a second. And Jody, thanks. So wait a minute. Before you go, do either of you know why LPs have smaller holes in them and 45s have bigger holes, or how that came to be?
Does it have to do with how many revolutions it goes around as it plays?
It doesn't really, because when you changed from, there were 33, there was 45, then there was 78, you had a mechanism, it's a gear underneath the turntable. When you moved it up, you would slide that little knob below sometimes it was electronic, to move the gear to the next place. So it didn't need to be. You could play 45s at 33 if you wanted. You know, it would go just like that.
Is that kind of like their torque converter?
Well, yeah, that's a very good. Yep. That's a very good analogy.
Oh no, you just said torque. We have to move on.
Yeah. Well, I'm just give me a little help.
Sorry.
All right, so Mary and Jody, you don't know the answer, right?
No, I don't. I'm kind of proud to be young, so that's okay.
Good for you.
And we're proud to have you being proud as somebody young. All right, hold on just a second, ladies. All right, so here's the story about the 45s. All right. And this goes back, this is probably too much information, and it does bring me back to the days of those moldy, oldy, goody goldies from my rusty rack and wrinkle records that I used to play. Now, Richie's going to check this out because he always loves to make sure I'm not giving you a fibola.
Oh, okay.
All right. So here's the story. The larger records, which were called LPs for long playing, had the small center holes. There was no real reason for it, except that the original, but if you go back to before the 45 era, which began in the 50s, if you go back to the era before they sold singles, they always sold everything. When records first came out, RCA created the first records in the 20s. And, you could find vinyl a long time before that. Edison had a vinyl when he played it on the Victrola. The Victrola. The hand crank thing with the dog, you've seen all that, those things, and the gramophone it came out of. The gramophone was attached to the needle that went around and around, but there was a small pin-sized device that would hold a record in there. And for whatever the reason, nobody really knows, when the 45s came along, it was thought that they needed more, because they were lighter, they needed more room on the turntable, if you will, or they needed more strength from the center of the turntable, so they made the holes bigger. But when the 45s were first pressed, they had the small hole, and then they had to send them back through the processing system again, especially in the 50s, to cut the bigger holes. They didn't originally, the first 45s came with a small hole, and then they made it bigger, and then we had to, for those of you who only had small needled, sort of long playing record players, you had to get those little clips to put in the middle of them anyway. Does that make sense? Everybody got the explanation now?
Got it.
Problem solved.
Torque.
All right, yes, torque. A torque amplifier. All right, so we don't have much information from Roberta, but I'm going to call the people at Time Warner on the air in just a moment. Meanwhile, Jennifer is preparing the television report, which we will have for you in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and affiliates.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear The Future of Money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment.
The website Green
RV
Veterans
Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
And now the greenjobsforveterans.com website is getting blasted by many of you. We get calls, and people are calling Richie all the time.
This is an amazing thing. It really is.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, so for the person that just emailed Rich, who's worried about me being a meanie, nasty, no sense of humor guy, and why am I so awful to Rich, folks, it's a shtick. Richie and I actually sleep together. We like each other so much.
It's I'm not going there, brother. Not touching that.
I hadn't heard that.
Well, listen, we haven't heard a lot of things, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli every once in a while. All right, are we going to call this jerk at the...
Yeah, you want to call him?
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't even know if Roberta's there. Roberta, are you there or no? Yeah, she's right. Not there.
So this is Time Warner, right?
Yes. Yeah, so Jennifer, tell
we
everybody
make this
what's
quick
going on.
All right. So, Roberta, who's in and out like a sort of an ache and a pain in your shoulder.
Her ability to technically connect with us, to be on the air with
you. A lot of different technology is used, including when in a city like New York you have Fios in some places and you have your Time Warner cable connection. But all of the connections are digital and they're all through these cable companies. And so... in order for us to do what we do, we have to have these connections working properly. We have never had a problem with Jennifer. We don't have a problem with Rich. We don't have a problem with me for the most part. I've traveled around a lot. But Time
this
Warner.
Is Bobby Amar Shahi.
Bobby.
The Vice President of Communications in New York.
Okay. Let's see if he will. Amarashi?
Amar Shahi.
Amar Shahi, okay.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Bobby Amir Shahi with Time Warner Cable's New York City Communications Department. I'll be out of the office Wednesday through Friday traveling for work.
Really?
Back on Monday. So please leave a message if you can wait till then. Otherwise, please send me an email at Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, dot Amir Shahi, A-M-I-R-S-H-A-H-I, at twcable.com.
Thank Everybody
you so
get
much.
That?
At
yep.
the tone, please record your message. When you are finished mm-hmm. recording,
you can email him
hang
on Roberta's
up
behalf.
For more right. options.
There's a beep here somewhere.
Somewhere.
All right, there it is. All right, Mr. Amir Shah, can we pronounce this correctly? Amir Shahi.
I think Amir Shahi.
Amir Shahi. My name is Doug Steffen. I own Steffen Multimedia, and one of the things we produce is a program called Doug Steffen's Good Day. One of the participants in the program in New York is Roberta Fasanelli, from whom you heard yesterday. The reason I'm calling, along with the other people who are on my broadcast... Live on the air, and the 3 million people that listen to this broadcast, is because I find your service to be reprehensible. It is disgusting that we're trying to do a broadcast based on the horrible, horrible way you or the people at Runtime Warner conduct themselves.
All we need is a high-speed internet connection.
Yeah. I mean, how difficult can that be?
If you can do that
in New York City,
yeah. We'll be fine.
Why should we
you won't hear from us again.
Up, yeah, but why should this woman who pays
$250,000... If you can deliver us a high-speed internet connection in Manhattan, we'll never have to call you again.
Yeah, but I'm going to call you every day, and I'm going to put it on the air until this is fixed. Same as Patrick Stewart, in his disgust, just said, take your stuff and shove it. I don't...
George Takei just called in, and he said, yes.
Yeah. How do you do this? How do you subject the people who pay you hundreds of dollars a month to this kind of horrible service?
$250
it's been going on
she pays
for months yeah. with her, and she's gotten no place with you or anybody else. She has not been on the air more than 4 minutes this morning at any point in time. So it would be good for everybody, including Roberta and you, if you could just fix this, please. Why should we have to say please? Because we're nice people.
We're going to try smoke signals next if we can't get this resolved. Yeah.
All right. So, again, if you have any comments, you want to call me, it's 800-510-8255 or email Doug at DougSteffen.com. Roberta Fasanelli is the person in whose name the Time Warner connection is. And I won't give you her address.
And you can email her at Roberta at DougSteffen.com. That's S-T-E-P-H-A-N.
And you have a nice day, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Was that okay?
Yeah,
12 before the hour.
And we love CRN.
All right. You told me not to say that. Otherwise,
no, you can talk about it. I can't. You can talk about it.
All right. Let's get to our television report. Jennifer has the update on new shows, ratings. This is the first week now of the new season, first complete week. Winners, and what do you have for updates?
Well, you know, the winner, Chicken Dinner, is The Voice on NBC. It's doing really, really well. And all of the shows that they've put around it are doing well, so much so that NBC has renewed for a full or ordered for a full season the comedies Go On, The New Normal, and Revolution.
Go On is hysterical. Revolution
Go On is really
good.
Funny. The New Normal, I was trying to get into, not so much.
You know what? It's with Modern Family, they do a really good job of taking The New Normal and making it really funny.
Yeah.
This one, it's a little bit, we want to get in your face.
Yeah.
And it's not fun.
Right. HBO has also renewed Boardwalk Empire for a fourth season. Sad news if you're a Munsters fan. It was going to make a return to NBC, but now it's been put on the back burner. It looks like it will not happen
Munsters?
At all. Yeah, it was going to be called Mockingbird Lane, and it had a big cast. It had Jerry O'Connell and Portia de Rossi and a bunch of different people in it. That's been shelved for now. The View's Whoopi Goldberg will guest star.
Portia de Rossi looks like she belongs in a mausoleum. Why would she...
No, she was going to be the blonde.
Ellen DeGeneres' wife. Or
yeah,
her
she would have been the cousin.
Is Ellen the husband or the wife?
I think she's probably the husband.
Okay.
I'd imagine. All right, The View's Whoopi Goldberg is going to guest star on ABC's new show, 666 Park Avenue. She'll be on in December playing a mysterious shut-in. I hope it does. Now, let's talk about the big feud brewing on American Idol. There have been rumors that Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey have been at each other's throat. Well, now there is video confirming it. I watched it on TMZ yesterday. You can check it out. During the North Carolina auditions, and there were a lot of cuss words being thrown around, and Nicki Minaj threatened to knock out Mariah Carey.
What? Wow! Hot stuff!
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Tees.
Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Today, Albert Einstein said, try not to become a man of success, but a man of values. Here's a man of values, Warren Eckstein. I can say that confidently and without pulling any punches. Warren is one of the finest men I know, and a man who has chosen a career that is laudable. He's very helpful to the pet world. Has the best of all the pet shows around the country.
Come on now, he's not friggin' Mother Teresa here.
Father Teresa, but he's in the wrong religion. That's the problem. Anyway, is it safe to let your dog lick your face?
That first, question. I'm trying to figure out who you were talking about.
Wait a minute. Hold the phones. Don't get excited. I built you up. There's a crescendo to this. I want people to think about how many times they've let their dog, heavens, lick my face. I let Charlotte lick the food and the ice cream off of my spoon.
Yeah, they share ice cream cones.
Warren. Yeah. All right. So is it safe to do that? Warren explains the perhaps pros and cons of that approach to your relationship with your pet, your dog especially, in just a moment here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badgers.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
Well, our next time, host of the Pet Show here every week at this time on the Good Day program and all over Good Day's website, DougStephan.com. The helpful information he has, whether advice is to be taken or not, he still has it. And so what's your advice when it comes to me letting Charlotte lick off of the spoon or letting the dog lick your face, my face? Can I make
a prediction here before he speaks? I predict that Warren is going to say you can kiss anything on a dog and it's cleaner than anything we have on us.
All right, there you go, Warren. There's your lead-in.
Pretty darn close. Let's take a look at why dogs lick, for example. They lick crumbs. They lick mud off their feet. They clean their private parts. And yet when they lick us, there's something endearing about it. It's not really a kiss, but it's close. And here's why it starts. The first thing a mother does when a litter of puppies is born is lick the dogs clean. Mm-hmm. And while they're young, puppies consistently lick them to keep them
clean. By the way, a cow does that with his calf, too. But
there you go. So therefore, the licking becomes a calming. It's almost like a baby sucking their thumb.
Yeah.
That's really important. And then it becomes, as the dogs get older, the licking becomes kind of a respect thing. A young puppy will go over to another dog, an older dog, and lick that dog as well. But let's get to Doug's question. Is it okay? Here's the bottom line. Letting a dog lick your face is kind of like maybe just washing your face with a washcloth you've used before. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to kill your kids. It's a great idea. Here's how I feel. I have been letting my dogs, my cats, my birds, whatever animals I've had kiss me for a lot of years. I believe it starts out as the mother cleaning them and feeling comfortable. But I honestly believe this, and this may be sound a little eccentric, and heaven forbid that should come from my mouth, but the bottom line is I believe because I kiss my dogs constantly, they now associate my kissing of them with affection and therefore return it. Now, a lot of people say that's not true. It's
anthropomorphic. No, it's very true. Same
bottom
thing happens to me.
But there's no doubt about that. But we're talking about the germs when your dog is out eating poop in the backyard and then comes over and licks you 10 minutes later.
What do you think you put in your mouth there, Fred?
Not poop.
Wow. But would you know what it is? What does it become when it goes through the system?
Right.
I kiss Charlotte every morning and every night around her nose, around her ears, around her eyes, around her head.
But the bottom
line
is...
Go one step further,
okay? Let's look at it from this point of view, okay? One of the reasons, the two worst bites that a person can take are from a human being or from a monkey. And the reason for that is our teeth are very close together. Therefore, all the bacteria and all that stuff stays in our mouth. With dogs, their teeth are further apart. So even though they do get bacteria in their mouth, licking gets rid of a lot of the bacteria.
So
in reality, I would rather be kissed by the majority of dogs I work with than the majority of their owners.
There you go. That's what I wanted. Thank you.
All right. There it is. That's the standard, the gold standard in pet advice from Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend. Check it out at petshow.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.